When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lots of things are better together. Hockey, food, golf. How about a cold one on the patio during a nice spring day? But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're all having a wonderful Thanksgiving on tap. I guess this is Thanksgiving Eve here, so hopefully preparations are coming along well. Hopefully help out whoever's in the kitchen, because, God, they're doing all the work here. It's always a ridiculous question. Michael, we'll start with this. People say, what's your favorite meal on Thanksgiving? I'm like, what do you mean? The turkey. They're like, okay, what's your favorite part of Thanksgiving? I'm like, watching football. But if you had a choice, I'm like, for me, listen, pumpkin pie, ice cream, whatever the dessert is, I'm good with. Who the hell wants to eat stuffing? The turkey's fine, dark meat, white meat. Give me the ice cream. Give me the sugar. Give me the pie. Let me watch some football, right?
I mean, I love it all. I love the whole day. I love the whole smell of the house. I mean, it's tremendous. The whole ambiance. The night before, to me, the Wednesday night before tonight, we're taping this on Wednesday. The Wednesday night before is the best night. You go to a local bar. You go see some people you haven't seen. Have a couple drinks. Enjoy it. You wake up. You're thankful for the day. And you start the holiday season. You know, we'll start to see the Lexus commercials with the snow. We'll start to see all that, you know, all the Christmas commercials come out. So, I mean, it's a great day. I mean, the food is, it's funny. I was in a restaurant in Carmel years ago when I was with the Raiders, and Millie and I were having dinner, and the steak was incredible. And I said to this guy, I said, where'd you get it? And he said, oh yeah, everybody buys their steaks from Four Story Farms. So I contacted the woman. Ever since then, we've gotten turkeys from her. The greatest turkeys in America. The greatest. This woman raises the greatest turkeys in America. And a story that's fascinating. She left Paris during World War II when she was a baby. She had to leave her dogs behind. She goes to Morocco to escape the occupation of the Germans. And then she comes over into this little town in Northeast Pennsylvania, and she has one of the greatest animal farms purveying meat to all the greatest restaurants in the world. It's just, to me, that's a great Thanksgiving story, because she's thankful for what she was able to do by just getting out of Paris at the right time.
It's amazing how timing is everything. And like you said, we're giving thanks to be with our families and, of course, lots of football. So here we go. Bears and Lions. Lions are 0-9-1. Bears are 3-7. How about a shit burger to kick off your Thanksgiving, folks? You can watch two lousy teams. Mack is out for the year. Fields is banged up. I mean, should the Bears... I don't know how to phrase this to you, Mike. What the hell are you looking forward to watching this game? Just how lousy they both are?
I can't wait to watch the matchup between Boris Spowski, let's say that's Dan Campbell, and Bobby Fischer, Matt Nagy. I mean, this is two chess masters at the final at work. I mean, this is just, like I said on the other pod, we should put this in Iceland. You know, I mean, this is two grandmasters going at it. I mean, this is going to be great. I can't wait. But look, I love it. I mean, it's background music on Thanksgiving Day. I have to work this Thanksgiving, so I'll have it on here in my office while I'm doing my VEASAN show. But it's great background music. You know, it's like, you know, you don't have music on, turn the sound down. You don't have to listen to it. It's not going to be anything exciting. And what's the over-under on punts? I mean, I promise you, you know, there'll be more punts than you eat pieces of pie. I can guarantee you that. So, and whether Justin Fields plays or not, like last week when Fields didn't play, you know, when he got hurt, that really hurt Baltimore, and not in a bad way. Here's the way I want to explain it. Baltimore had every blitz known to mankind dialed up against Justin Fields. And it was really hard for him. And he was struggling, right? And so then he hurts his ribs. He's got to come out. Well, Andy Dalton comes in. And Andy had seen a lot of these blitzes before just by experience, right? So he'd seen these blitzes before. So he knew what he was dealing with. So he was making good checks. And actually, that injury that Baltimore forced ended up hurting him. They ended up winning. They barely won the game, 16-13. But it ended up hurting him. Because, you know, with Fields removed. Now, this game, to me, if I'm that Nagy, I want Fields to play. Because Detroit's slow, slow, slow on defense. They're very generic. They're basic. This would be a game I think Justin Fields would have a huge day. I'd want him to play. Knowing Nagy, he's going to want Andy Dalton to play in there.
The Red Rocket. All right. Raiders and the Cowboys, 4:30 Eastern. Raiders are 5-5. The Cowboys are 7-3. Dallas is top-ranked offense and no-show in Kansas City. They don't have Amari Cooper. They're missing CeeDee Lamb. They've got to turn around on a short week, Mike. We've seen this offense go completely non-existent twice recently. What does Dallas have to do? Although you're facing a Raiders team that's also been very mystifying after a strong start.
You know, this is a game really about the Cowboys, right? If I'm Mike McCarthy, this is all a game about us. This is a game about our execution, our precision, because last week we went into Kansas City. We let the crowd noise affect us. We really let it bother us. It became a real issue. We didn't execute. We didn't run the football effectively. We got taken out of our game because we didn't play our game. And to me, if I'm Mike McCarthy today, that's all I'm talking about to the team. You know, this is about us. It's not about what the Las Vegas Raiders do. It's not about John Gruden not being there. It's not about Rich Bisacci. It's about us executing, running the ball, beating Gus Bradley's defense, throwing the ball to the right guy with precision and accuracy. This is how we build our season. And I would talk to them about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and how they built their season from Thanksgiving out. So to me, this is a game that I think the Cowboys really have to dominate and control, and I think they will. I mean, the Raiders are just so badly struggling right now, and a lot of it is, well, they don't have Gruden. I think it's a poorly constructed team. I mean, let's just be honest here. I mean, you know, last week I was watching them play against Cincinnati, and it's third down in the red zone. Key play. My man, Jonathan Abram, who can't cover anybody. I mean, he's one of the worst cover guys in all of sports. First round pick of the Raiders. I mean, this is so symbolic, right? He's first round, and he's got they're playing cover two in the red zone. He's got the back corner of the end zone, and Chase goes back there. He can't even get close to make a play on it. Like, the Raiders are just, to me, a very poorly constructed team, a team that has no identity. You know that fan that asked the question last week, how you would build a team? Well, the Raiders are the opposite of how you would build a team. They're just picking players randomly. They're just picking players. And I think this is why they're 5-5, and they're probably not going to make the playoffs again this year.
Looking at talent rather than roster construction. Coming up next, the Bills have Super Bowl aspirations, but two ugly losses recently, the Jags and on Sunday, the Colts. Saints on their third quarterback coming off their second straight loss against the Eagles as their run defense got gashed. Who turns around their season on Turkey Day next?
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. I mean, these second-round playoffs have been unreal, and we have the conference finals now on the horizon. Make sure you get all those futures bets in before the value disappears. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SHUFFLE. That's code SHUFFLE for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Bills and Saints. Bills are supposed to be the team to beat, not necessarily just in the AFC, but also in the conference. But no, they got run out of their own stadium by Indianapolis. Jonathan Taylor runs for 5 touchdowns. They gave up 41 points, and the Saints are really struggling right now without Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. Two teams in dire need of a win, Mike. What are you looking at?
Well, I mean, this is about Buffalo. Buffalo's got to get back on track. Dennis Allen, at least last week against an unconventional offense, they struggled to stop the run. The Bills don't run the ball. They throw hitches to Beasley. That's their run game. So he doesn't have to worry about that. Although the Saints are very good in the running game. I mean, this will be a great game in the sense that Buffalo should be able to take advantage of some of the secondary issues, especially with, you know, if they're not going to run the ball. They got to throw the ball effectively. Marshawn Lattimore will take away, you know, will he go on Diggs? How will they handle it? Who's going to cover Sanders? To me, this is a game I think Josh Allen should play well in, and they should be able to throw the ball. Atlanta went in there and beat them. You can win down there. It'll be a feisty crowd, But the Saints offensively, without their two tackles, they missed last week without Kamara, whether they get everybody back or not, I think that's going to be a challenge. The Lions 4, I think this is about Buffalo. It couldn't happen better for Buffalo. Short week, get the smell out of your mouth in terms of what the Colts did to you, and come back and try to play your best game and get the 7-4.
We saw with Buffalo, obviously their defense got gashed against Indianapolis, but what areas of Josh Allen's game has you concerned right now?
Well, I think he's so erratic at times, inconsistent with his accuracy, inconsistent with his reading, trying to force plays in there. I think the burden of responsibility, because they have no really ability to dominate the line of scrimmage with that offensive line, really puts the burden all on him. He's got to feel like he's got to make too many plays. Instead of letting the offense kind of flow, he tries to demand to the offense. I think that becomes an issue. And they have become soft. I mean, they have become soft by, it's easy to throw a four-yard hitch out there to Beasley. It's easy to do some things, whereas they haven't really been able to kind of just line up and just kick somebody's ass. And I think they need to get back to doing that.
All right, look forward to that game, the Bills and the Saints. As always, send us your mailbag questions to gmshuffle@gmail.com, or feel free to send us a message on Instagram at the GM Shuffle. Jason from Seattle, when evaluating, how do you separate talent versus system? Mac Jones is doing great in New England. How much of that is Belichick? Would Trey Lance also be thriving in New England? How would Mac Jones be playing if he was drafted by the Niners, for example, instead of New England?
Oh, Mac Jones would play great for the Niners. He would be starting. They probably would have traded Jimmy G by now. You know, would Trey Lance be in New England? No, they wouldn't have drafted Trey Lance in New England, because Trey Lance, remember, this is always about scouting inside out, not outside in. This is about, what are we looking for? What do we need to have? Now, that doesn't mean the player has to fit the system. That means the players has to fit the qualifications of the system. Like, here's what we want. Bill Walsh, I want athletic. I want a quarterback who's athletic, who's got great feet. I want somebody who's smart. I want somebody who's got a good arm, not a great arm. I don't need a great arm. I need a good arm. You know, and so when you scout inside out, you look for that. The FBI doesn't go searching for serial killers and they open the phone book up. They have criteria. Well, good teams that build their team and team building, they have criteria. One of the issues with the Raiders, they have no criteria. They're just picking players. It's just random. You just pick players. You hope you hit. Hope you hit. Hope you hit. There's no criteria. You're not building anything. You know, you couldn't build a building without a blueprint. Well, a lot of teams don't have blueprints. They just pick players. And I think that's the difference between New England and some of the other good teams in the league that do this. They have a blueprint. If Mac Jones was in San Francisco, he's exactly what Kyle Shanahan wants. Exactly what he wants. Trey Lance is not who New England wants. New England doesn't want to run the read option. New England doesn't want to spread that. They want to be smart at the line of scrimmage. They want to be able to get in the right play. They want somebody who's got a feel, somebody who's an alpha male who can lead the team. All those things, that's what they want at quarterback.
Good question there. As always, send us those questions to us. We closed the Pop Culture Minute. Of course, the greatest Thanksgiving Day movie ever is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. John Candy and Steve Martin trying to get home. Please have mercy. I've been wearing the same underwear since Tuesday. The scene where John Candy is selling shower curtain rings, has earrings. The fact that Steve Martin, when he's at the car rental place and goes absolutely ballistic, it's a hysterical movie, has lots of heart. If for some reason you haven't seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, best Thanksgiving Day movie ever, do yourself a favor and watch it.
No doubt. Now listen, do you count Home Alone as a Thanksgiving Day movie?
Yeah, Home Alone, Thanksgiving movie as well. Although Ugo, our producer, is shaking an emphatic no. I'm going to guess so yes. How about you, Mike?
I do. I kind of feel like I want to watch it. I think it's the holiday season movie, Ugo. I think that's what it is. It's probably the holiday season movie. You know, it's something I want to watch. I want to watch Joe Pesci put his hand on that doorknob and get it burnt. I want to watch him. I want to watch the wet bandits go around with their car. I don't know. I love it. I love Plane, Trains, and but I like anything with Steve Martin. I like Father of the Bride is as good a movie as there is, you know, with him in it. So, I don't know. This is the best time of the year because there's so many of those movies that bring back memories when you were young and Thanksgiving. Like, I think Sopranos season 3 is the perfect time to watch it now, right? I mean, Gloria's in Thanksgiving. You know, Jackie Jr. comes over for Thanksgiving dinner, right? You know, and the guy and who Janice is dating, that guy who falls asleep at the dinner He's table and they're throwing shit at him. He's the best. Remember, he comes back later in the season when Tony's in the hospital. They want to pray together. I mean, how great is that by Chase when he brings him back? He just happens to be walking through the. I mean, how great? Let's bring him back. You know, like, we don't bring the Russian back, but we bring the guy who falls asleep. Have you heard the good word?
underrated characters in The Sopranos, Janice's husband trying to get Tony to pray. That is fantastic. Thank you so much for checking out the GM Shuffle. As always, we appreciate all of your support. Thankful to all of you. Thankful for our families. And Mike, when is your granddaughter's arrival? Do we have a date?
December 3rd, Sienna Lynn Lombardi will arrive. It'll be the first girl, Sienna. And I love the name. I spent 3 days in Siena. I love that little town in Italy. So I will say this to you, AD. She will be the most spoiled girl in the history of any girl. I can promise you that. There will never be the word no in the vocabulary when it comes to her. I can promise you that. I'm not sure I could say no to Dino, to Leo, to Mikey, and to Dominic. I don't say no to them, but I could get mad at them. But there's no chance. This one's home free.
About to have Grandpa wrapped on her little finger. Everybody, enjoy the football. Enjoy your families. We'll talk to you again soon right here on the GM Shuffle.